Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Great portfolio construction is crucial in outperforming the market, yet few people actually understand how to properly construct a portfolio. The truth is that just about anyone can build their own share portfolio and achieve good returns without too much knowledge or risk. So how do we do this? Well, over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be providing some hints and tips on exactly how you should be constructing a portfolio. So firstly, there are two critical areas you need to consider when constructing a portfolio. The first is managing risk, and the second is money management. We've all heard that we need to diversify in order to reduce risk, but few understand diversification in its true sense. According to the financial services industry, you can achieve greater diversification by investing in managed funds than if you invested directly yourself. But in my experience, managed funds hold up to 100 different stocks in their portfolio, which not only increases transaction and other costs, but also the risk of the portfolio. It also dilutes investment returns, condemning you to investing mediocrity. While it is true that diversification reduces risk, a portfolio of shares that is over-diversified is exposed almost exclusively to market risk, which cannot be eliminated by diversification. For example, an investor who chooses to invest in a particular market is exposed to the risks inherent in that market, such as economic influences of inflation and interest rates that affect the market as a whole. Therefore, the market risk remains regardless of the degree of diversification of the portfolio. However, an investor must also contend with specific risk, which refers to the risks inherent in a company or particular events in a sector that influence specific securities. The total risk, therefore, is the sum of the market risk and the specific risk of the individual positions. Obviously, the specific risk is very high if you invest in only one stock. But the more a portfolio is diversified, the less the specific risk. So how many stocks do you need to hold as an individual to achieve maximum diversification and minimize your risk? In reality, it's been proven that you only require to hold between 5 and 12 stocks in your portfolio. As a trader, if you're looking to achieve higher returns, you invariably need to take on a higher level of volatility to outperform the market. Therefore, you need to hold a smaller number of shares, somewhere between 5 and 8, to actively manage the specific risk. If you are an investor who does not have the time to manage the specific risk, then holding a portfolio of between 8 and 12 shares will enable you to reduce volatility without dramatically reducing returns. Increasing your holdings beyond 12 stocks exposes the portfolio to market risk, which we have already indicated cannot be eliminated by diversification. This is supported by investors who have been questioning the conventional wisdom of over-diversification, preferring to invest in concentrated portfolios given the average returns achieved by many of the managed funds. The reason for this is that you don't get twice the benefit from holding 20 stocks than you do from holding 10, and you certainly don't get 10 times the benefit from holding 100 rather than 10. Given this, it seems unrealistic to justify why anyone would put in the additional time, effort, and analysis to find stocks when the diversification benefit is so small. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.